This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation Office of the First and Second Lady is hosting an event Tuesday to address human trafficking and exploitation. Fafilia Nez is First Lady of the Navajo Nation.
We are hosting a virtual event just on the topic of human trafficking. And just to really give, it's almost like a human trafficking 101 virtual event, just to give the very basic information to community members about what it is and how to kind of spot, you know, some of the things that you can look for within either your own family, your nieces, nephews, or within your own communities when you go out to different places or even into border towns for doing shopping or anything like that. You know, some of the things, these things happen around us, but we don't necessarily know what is going on because we don't know what we're supposed to be looking for.
Presenters from the Global Center for Women and Justice, Navajo Law Enforcement, Health and Social Services, and state agency representatives from New Mexico and Arizona are expected to participate. The webinar is being streamed on YouTube on the Navajo Nation Office of the President's Communication Channel. As President-elect Joe Biden prepares to take office Wednesday, the leader of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe is urging the next administration to honor treaties and remember Native nations. Chairman Harold Frazier congratulated Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in a video message Monday from the Cheyenne River Reservation in South Dakota, standing outside next to the tribal flag on a snowy, windy day.
Many times, us Indian people have been left behind. It's like driving a bus. It's our bus, we own that bus, but yet, us Indian people are always put in the back of the bus. It is time that we are in the front of that bus. Now we are driving our bus. So as we move forward, your administration, I really hope that you consider and never forget the Indian people of this country. We were here first.
Frazier then honored Biden and Harris with a song of gratitude. Biden and Harris will take part in an inaugural event Tuesday night. A ceremony is being held in Washington, D.C. to remember the hundreds of thousands of Americans who died from COVID-19. The Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians in North Dakota is making its own hand sanitizer for distribution to the community after facing supply shortages during the pandemic. KFYR reports the tribe partnered with a company in Florida to develop the hand sanitizer. The tribe's expected to begin mass distribution in the next few months and will also be reaching out to others across the country in need of a supply, including other tribes. A camp has been set up next to construction of the Enbridge Line 3 project in Cloquet, Minnesota. KBGR-TV reports about 24 people set up the camp in opposition of the project. Indigenous-led movements have been taking place at various construction sites in northern Minnesota since work began in early December after state regulators approved the final permit for the pipeline replacement. Tribal and environmental groups are vowing not to give up fighting the project, saying it threatens water and the environment, while supporters of the project point to jobs and an economic boost. Some Minnesota tribes and environmental groups filed a lawsuit in December seeking to halt the project. Laura Waterman Whitstock, community leader, journalist, and co-founder of McGeezy Communications in Minneapolis, Minnesota, passed away over the weekend at age 83. She's being remembered for her decades-long work advocating for Native journalists, Native radio, and youth development. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. Support by Utah Dene Bakea, working to restore Bears Ears National Monument to 1.9 million acres with co-management by tribes. Info on supporting this effort at utahdene.org. That's UTAHDINE.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.